So today we'll be going to from Nandgaon to Kokilavan. So visiting places are like Pavan Sarovar, Asheshwar Mahadev Mandir, Ter Kadam and Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Jawat. The Jawat is the mother-in-law's place of Srimati Radharani, and Radhakanta. There are the deities, are Radha and Radhakanta deities on the temple. And later we will walk to the Kokilavan. There is also a Krishna.
Shyamagauri
Yes, Mataji. Today we will be
am I
going
audible?
to Kokilavan, right, Mataji?
No, this doesn't need a speaker.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, on
Haribol?
your video.
Haribol, why they are not able to hear my voice?
No,
they're able to hear
Why they are not
you.
able to hear my
Mataji, we are
We are
here.
able to hear you. Maybe she's not able to hear us, Mataji. That's what she's
No, I'm asking you, we are going to Nandagram to Kokilavan, right? Today? Can you hear me? What's
I
going
think she has some problem. She's getting a
on?
problem with the devices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, Mataji, I'm sorry. Some problem always comes with the audio. I had to go to my Prabhu and get it checked.
Yeah.
Vini Krishna, sit here. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Mataji, I will share the screen. Just give me 1 minute, huh? I will open this. Meanwhile, you tell something, Shyamagauri Mataji, about Vrindavan Parikrama.
I'm asking you, are we going from Nandagram to Kokilavan today?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes.
Day 19.
Yeah, so we will be visiting the very interesting place called Jawat. This is the
So many pastimes.
Radharani's in-laws place, Radharani's Sasural, and so many pastimes are there because Krishna wanted the Parakiya Bhav, and Radharani is married to Abhimanyu, and her mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they both watching her that they don't want her to meet Krishna. And they are like a guarding, like not letting her go anywhere. And somehow Krishna will make some trick and meet with Radharani. So that's the very interesting pastimes. Very nice.
Mataji.
Yeah.
Mataji, can you say about that Rupa Goswami's prayer? Can you read, Mataji, in that book?
Rupa Goswami's prayers.
About Rupa Goswami, they have mentioned, remember? Maharaj mentioned in the book. Glorifying. I'm just looking for these slides. Oh, Krishna. Okay. It is Dear Krishna, don't wait. We don't press.
Yeah, is that the pastime where when
No, Mataji, in the beginning, there are some prayers for Rupa Goswami mentioned. Means we praying to, as devotees, we are praying to Rupa Goswami. He had his bhajan kutir at Ter Kadam, na. There, they mentioned.
Mataji.
Okay, no problem, Mataji. I saw in the book. I'm trying to.
Didn't see any prayers.
Mataji, and also I just wanted to have one clarification here. When we were seeing Kamyavan, I mentioned about Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami that Radharani comes and gives kheer, right? So actually what happened was I have seen that in Iskon Desire Tree and one of Radhanath Maharaj's lecture transcripts. So I don't know if they got confused from Ter Kadam and wrote as Kamyavan or yeah.
I don't know. I mean, same pastimes here also, right?
Yeah, same pastime. When we went to Ter Kadam, then that picture is definitely there, Mataji. But because it was mentioned in the lecture transcripts, I thought it happened there. I got confused. But I don't know. Maybe I was thinking those who transcribed na Mataji, they would have got confused and wrote wrong or don't know what has happened.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, Mataji. I'm sharing the screen. Mataji, for some reason, I'm not able to attach the route map for today. Can you show it from the book, Mataji? I don't know. I'm trying since then. It's not getting pasted.
Let me turn on the light.
Why is it not getting pasted also? I'm not understanding.
Can you see? Oh, it's getting worse now. I don't know. No. The light is not good, right? Let me turn off the light. Can you see now?
Mataji, I will stop my share. You please spotlight yours. I have tried 10, 20 times. Don't know why it's not getting pasted.
10, 25. No, 5. 4 times.
Mataji, let me spotlight.
Oh.
Are you spotlighted, Mataji?
Yes, yes. You can stop yours.
I stopped.
Yeah, no, no. Your spotlight. So then...
yes, removing.
Yeah, like that. Okay, so we will start from from where we Nandagaon, no?
Yes, Mataji, from Nandagaon. Get that Vrindavan.
Not even read in there. Can you read in there?
Mataji, today from Nandagaon, actually we are going to Ter Kadam.
Yes.
Huh.
Ter Kadam and then...
First we are going Asheshwar Mahadev temple, then Asheshwar Mahadev Kund, like Asheshwar Kund, then yes. Ter Kadam, then Yavat, then to Kokilavan.
Yeah. Then, yeah.
Yes, Mataji. And in Ter Kadam, we also have Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir.
Bhajan Kutir, yes.
Yes, Mataji. Yes. Should I start?
Yes, Mataji, start, please.
I'll keep the big screen.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, I always get some problem with the audio. Sorry for the delay. And we will start our prayer. So because we are going to Yavat today, we have to ardently pray to Radharani, then Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And we have to pray to Rupa Goswami, all the Guru Vargas, then Srila Prabhupada, all the Guru Vargas and all the devotees, so that we'll be able to successfully do our wonderful parikrama today.
Yeah.
So we will start. I kept this blank slide. Map was not getting attached. So this is a very beautiful pastime of Asheshwar Mahadev. We know that Lord Shiva, as the Bhagavatam explains, that he is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambho, he is the greatest of all the devotees, right? And we also have seen yesterday in Nandagaon that he becomes the Nandeshwar Parvat and his five heads become the five peaks. My son always asks me why there are five heads for Lord Shiva. I didn't know. Please, if anybody knows, tell me. So that is about Nandeshwar Parvat, right? So then Lord Shiva once had a desire to see the baby form of Krishna. So what he will do, he will come to, you know how Lord Shiva is. Shiva is not dressed very opulently. He has ashes on his body and he has snake at his neck. around his neck. So what he will do, he will come like that. He will be ringing his dholak, like how he has that damru. He will be like, dum 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 dum. He will come to Yashoda Maya's house. And then as soon as Yashoda Maya sees Shiva, she will ask like, anybody, suppose outside your door, some person like that, like a yogi with matted hair and all that, how will we feel? We will first try to protect our kids. So Yashoda Maya will be thinking, Yashoda Maya will ask like, who are you? Then he will say, I came to see your son. I want to see him. Then Yashoda Maya will think, you want to see my Kana? My Kana gets scared. My Kana gets scared. I cannot show you. I cannot just leave. Then he will say, no, I will not leave unless and until you show Kana, your son today. I will sit here only. Then she will say, oh, I know why you are saying this. You want some rotis? Okay, take this rotis and you leave the place. Just go. Then Shiva will say, no, I want to see your son. But Yashoda Maya was so reluctant to show her son. Then what happens is Shiva will be feeling very upset and he will just, keep walking. He will go. And then Krishna always wants to fulfill the devotee's desires, right? In our life also, how nicely he reciprocates with us and what to talk about Lord Shiva. So he does, and we will see in the further also how he fulfills the desire of Shani Dev. That is also a beautiful pastime. So Shiva's desire, Lord wanted to fulfill his desire. So what will Krishna start? Krishna will start crying, like how babies cry. Then he cries. And then Yashoda Maya will get, why is Krishna crying? She will be like, why is Krishna crying? Then all the gopis will come and then they will ask, did somebody come? Then Yashoda Maya says, just now one yogi-like person, he came. He wanted to see Kana. Then gopis started saying, that person would have casted a bad eye on our Kana. So what we have to do, only he can take the bad eye. Because he casted the bad eye, he can take it. Okay, let's go and bring him. Then all the gopis will go and search of Shiva. And they will find Shiva at one place where he will be like, feeling sad that he was not able to get the darshan. Then immediately they will call him. They'll say, come. Then he will go happily. Then Krishna, as soon as Shiva sees Krishna, Shiva gets so ecstatic and he'll be like with this damru dancing. He'll be dancing. Then Krishna will be laughing like how little babies laugh when they see that, those kind of things. Then Krishna will be laughing. Then Yashoda Maya will feel very happy. And she will say, okay, now my Kana laugh, you can leave. And when Shiva was about to leave, again Kana starts crying. Then Yashoda will think, now what should I do? Then Shiva says, I know. You have to bring the feet of your Kana and put it on my head. Then your Kana will stop crying. Then Yashoda will think, my Kana's foot on your head. Like that she'll be thinking. But finally she will do it. And Shiva feels so ecstatic after the feet touches him. He feels so ecstatic and he'll be playing his drum, damru, and he will be, dancing. Then the gopis and Yashoda Maya will ask, if you are here, our Kana is so happy, will you stay back here only? You stay back. Then Shiva will say, if I have to stay back, I have a condition. Every day after you bathe your Kana, you have to bring that water and offer to me. And after your Kana eats, you have to bring the juta, like the prasad, mahaprasad to me. On that condition, I will stay. Because Krishna, Shiva wanted Charanamrit and the mahaprasad of Krishna. So that's what he asked and the gopis agreed. So that's why we saw in the Nanda Bhavan's courtyard, Shivalinga, right? So till date, they follow that practice. From the inside temple, whatever they offer and when they bathe Krishna, every day they offer it first to that Lord Shiva. So that is the, because why is he called Asheshwar Mahadev? Because he had the asha, he had the desire to see Lord Krishna. He became Asheshwar Mahadev. In Vrindavan, he becomes so many Mahadevs, Asheshwar, Nandeshwar, Gopeshwar Mahadev also. We'll see, it's also a very beautiful pastime. We'll see maybe further. So that was the, all the gopis are inquiring, why is he crying? And then finally, Shiva got the darshan of Sri Krishna, baby form. So that is about Asheshwar Mahadev. And then going forward, we will go to the, see, this is Asheshwar Mahadev. If you go to that small temple there, if you go inside, that is how the Asheshwar Mahadev Shivalinga is there. And this is the Asheshwar Kund, where Lord Shiva came all the way down, right? When Mother Yashoda was not letting him see, this is the spot where he came. So now then comes Ter Kadam. So many pastimes at Ter Kadam. This is a very beautiful place. If you have been, lots of Kadamba trees used. You know, Kadamba flower is very beautiful. Kadamba means a group. So if you see this on a ball, you're seeing like small, small, small. In Sanskrit, it's called group, like small, tiny flowers. So group of flowers in a ball. That's why it's called Kadamba. And because it's the color of Radharani, it's Radharani's color. Like when we see Kadamba tree, we related it to Radharani.
I want to find one flower.
Okay, we'll find. So Ter Kadam, this is the entrance. And we'll go. So Ter means calling. So what would happen is, so we see this is, I'm just showing the first pictures, Ter Kadam, and we'll see lots of cows pictures in Ter Kadam. Shyamagare Mataji, do you remember Ter Kadam?
Yes, Mataji.
So beautifully cows are there.
And nice shade there, they showed the picture, na? It's a nice shade of Ter Kadam.
And, correct. Yeah. Kadamba trees and... So what happens here was, we know that, you know, on the day of Gopashmi, Krishna started taking care of cows. Then what happened was, Krishna, we know they have 9 lakh cows. And 9 lakh cows were divided into 108 groups. And in every group, there were 25 subdivisions based on the spots of the cow, based on the color of the cow, based on the horn sizes, based on the variations amongst the 108 variations, differences. So amongst the 108 groups, each group had 25 subdivisions. So, and then Krishna knows each cow's name, and for every cow group, there is one leader cow. So that how they divided, and Krishna used to take the cows every day for herding, right? Then in the evening, they have to come back. So when they have to come back, when, you know, there's a certain time, we know that morning pastimes, afternoon, evening, and then night, there are different variations. So then evening, the cows have to come back. So when cow has to come back, what Krishna would do, he would come under this Kadamba tree and he would play his flute. And now Krishna has many varieties of flutes there. Like I have mentioned 3 on the screen, Murali, Vamsi, and Venu. Murali is 18 inches long and it has 4 holes. Vamsi is 15 inches long and 9 holes. Venu is 6 inches long and I think it has 6 or 4 holes. I'm not sure. I mentioned at the bottom. But Venu is the flute, the smallest one, which was given by Lord Brahma when Mother Yashoda was pregnant. That time Lord Brahma comes and gives that to Nanda Maharaj, which later Nanda Maharaj gave to Krishna. So what happens when Krishna has to call the cows? And we know that these cows are also not any ordinary cows. The cows also came from the spiritual world to assist Lord Krishna in his mission, in his pastimes. Actually, Prabhupada also would say, right, in Vrindavan, even the crow or even the dog, you should not differentiate. And I heard one, somebody was explaining about Srila Prabhupada, when the Western disciples, when he went to Vrindavan, then the one, like, you know, couple of dogs were barking and Prabhupada didn't say anything. Like, he called the dogs and he fed the rotis. And the cows and the dogs... in fact, like, they showed a kind of gesture, respectful gesture, and they left. So Prabhupada said we should never differentiate between the animals and anybody in Vrindavan. Maybe they are in their last life back to, you know, going back to Godhead. So then Krishna would call the cow standing under this Kadamba tree with his Venu flute. And then what happens was, when Krishna plays his flute, actually... the love of Krishna's heart enter the holes of the flute. So basically, in the holes there is Krishna's love. These are not my words. In 2004, Yatra Radhanath Maharaj has mentioned, and even Indradumna Swami Maharaj has mentioned in few of his lectures. So I took out those points. So the flute, the love of Krishna enters the. love of Krishna enters the holes of the flute. And when he plays that, that love enters the ears and hearts of his devotees, wheat cows, gopis. Then when the love of Krishna enters their heart, his qualities and his form will automatically be revealed. So, and when rivers are hearing his sound, they become like stones. You know, they just stop. They become like stones. And it seems the gopis would say that the lakes and rivers are the mother of flute, and bamboo is the father of the flute. So the gopis were wishing that they would be born in the bamboo family, because we know how Krishna wouldn't leave his flute at all. Even when Mother Yashoda was giving birth, he would hold the flute. So the gopis would feel that way. Maybe we should have been born in the bamboo family, so we'll be constantly associated with Krishna. Then Krishna would call all the cows, and Krishna would have in his jewelry. Then he would touch the head of the leader cows. Then he will see if all the cows had come. Then if there are still some cows not coming, some cows are much smarter. They want Krishna to give special attention. So again, Krishna would go and then call by names like, hey, Lali, hey, Kali, like all those names. As I said, different groups. So the lecture I was hearing from Manwar Prabhu, he was saying that Saraswati River, then Saraswati flows, it's reddish in color. Yamuna is blackish in color. So Yamuna cow would be in the black group. Saraswati cow would be in the red cow group. Kumkumi would be in red cow group. So like there's so many names of Krishna's cows. So that is one pastime. And actually the explanation what I heard from one lecture is that Krishna is also calling us, also like how he's calling cows with flute, he's also calling us by various ways. But the cows are responding. If we would respond like the way the cows run to their master, then we will also get, we are first of all not able to hear the calling of Krishna, like how the cows are and the Brajvasis are. So if we can hear like them, then definitely we would also get benefited. Then one more pastime here is the cowherd boys would come and they will hang their lunch bags to the trees, and the trees would bend right. Then after, during the lunch time, all the cowherd boys would say, ha, my mother made samosa, ha, my mother made rasgulla. They will give to Krishna. The mothers make out of love, and they'll ask to share to Krishna, right? Of course, they make for Krishna only. So then Krishna, after eating all that, also would not be satisfied because he wants butter. So then from here, he would call, hey, Gopi, like that. Then the gopis would bring butter and they wouldn't have seen Krishna. Then Krishna must be praying somewhere behind in the forest, because the big forest, I mean, in the forested area, right? So then they would call, hey, Krishna, like that. Then Krishna would come, but there is no bowls for them to feed butter. So the kadamba leaves would form like a cup shaped where they can give him butter, and Krishna would eat butter here. So that is one more pastime here. And Radharani is also, Radharani was Krishna's flute teacher. She taught him flute. And first we'll see Radharani's. Okay, so the other Rani was also at Ter Kadam, because from 6 to 8:36 or 8:34, Krishna would wake up. So how all the gopis would come and gopas would come, and they were waiting for Krishna to wake up. Yashoda Maya would go and say, Kana, wake up. You have to milk the cows have to be milked. And if they don't see you, the calves will not go and drink milk. So wake up, wake up. Then Madhumagal would enter Krishna's room and ask him to wake up. And my mother Yashoda would wash his eyes, like how our mothers would do when we have to study washing the eyes. Then Mother Yashoda would do that, and Krishna would go. Then with the Gopa boys, Krishna will go. Then meanwhile, here what will happen? Radharani also, like gopis will wake her up, because Radharani has to come for cooking, right, to Nandagaon. So the gopis will wake up, then Chitrasakhi will dress her, Vishakha would apply nice sandalwood paste, put tilak, then nicely gopis put their veil and they get dressed, right? So Radharani, every day while coming from Yavat, she would pass through Ter Kadamba tree when she has to go to Nandagaon. So she goes this way and goes back the same way. So what she would do is, sometimes Krishna would be milking cows and these gopis will be coming like with their wheels like this, right? So then Krishna would milking cows, he would put like on their faces. And sometimes what Radharani would do, Radharani would wear a pearl necklace that was so reflecting, just like a mirror. Then when she comes to Ter Kadam, she would break her, the pearl necklace would break and all the pearls fell down. Then the gopis would be picking the pearl necklace and in the pearls, they would see the reflection of Krishna. So that's how Ter Kadam Radharani is also linked. Then Radharani would go to Yashoda Maya's house, Nanda Bhavan, that we have seen yesterday, and she would make all the nice delicacies. Nicely she would make. Then Krishna comes back. Then Mother Yashoda will give him nice bath to Balaram and Krishna. And by the time Radharani is nicely cooking, Krishna eats everything. And Mother Yashoda would love Radharani so much, like so much love. She would really like her so much that Radharani would be so tired after cooking for Krishna. And she would be resting in another room with the gopis. Then Mother Yashoda would herself bring a plate of food to all the gopis and sir, Mother Yashoda's assistant was Dhanishta, and she was very favorable for assisting Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So Mother Yashoda would serve Radharani. She would bring food at Nanda Bhavan. Then here we have, where is that? Yes. So we have Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir also. And here it says that Krishna. And gopis also, sometimes Krishna would come under this Kadamba tree and call gopis. Then they would do the dancing. Rasa Leela is performed here. That's why actually this is a very sacred place. That is why Rupa Goswami chose to keep his Bhajan Kutir here. And then he wrote so many books. So sometimes when he's writing books like Lalita Madhava, where Radharani's deep pain in separation of Krishna is mentioned, then the Kadamba trees would actually, would actually get those into those emotions, and immediately the leaves would dry and would shed the leaves as if shedding tears. So the Kadamba trees also would cry that way. And when he's writing some like all nice happy pastimes like Danakeli Kaumudi, then the trees would feel so ecstatic that whatever season it might be, there would be greenish leaves and nice blooming flowers showing the happiness that way. And also Loknath Maharaj mentions in his book that when Rupa Goswami was writing all these pastimes and different books, then he would have that, that separation, he would have felt so much that, but he would keep it inside only, lot of heat because they get so, he's Rupa Manjari, obviously. So how much ecstasy and how much he will get into that mood. So he would feel like he would get so heat because of that ecstatic emotions. And then when he, from his breath, that heat would come, and the surrounding devotees on whom his breath is falling, they would get blisters on their body. So that much... that's how this is so sacred, a place with full of transcendental emotions. Even till now, Rupa Goswami is sitting there in his Bhajan Kutir. So then we know the pastime that I was telling. So at Rupa Goswami is Bhajan Kutir is at Ter Kadam, and Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is at Nandagaon near Pavan Sarovar. So a little bit close by, right? So one day Radharani herself, because Rupa Goswami had a desire to feed Sanatan Goswami nice Radharani herself comes like a little gopi, brings all the ingredients, and she will say, Baba, my mother asked me to give all these ingredients to you. So please take. And she herself make the kheer, and she will give to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami will take it and offer to Sanatan Goswami. And as soon as Sanatan Goswami eats the kheer, he will understand, he will ask, who made this? Then Rupa Goswami gives the description of the girl who brought. Then Sanatan Goswami very soon understands it is none other than Radharani, and tears of ecstasy, they'll be just crying. It was so tasty, they couldn't stop eating. They were eating and they were crying, because devotees always wants to serve They want to be Dasa Dasanudas. They don't want to take the service, right? But Radharani did the menial service. Rupamanjari, Rupa Goswami's Rupamanjari, who is the assistant of the Radharani. And now Radharani comes and does service to him. And I was hearing somewhere else that because the Goswamis would go under different trees, Radharani would herself come and clean under every tree. That is why the Goswamis actually built Bhajan Kutir. One of the reasons, because they don't know under which tree they go. So Radharani comes and cleans a couple of trees. So they didn't want to take service from the Supreme Mother. That's why they had their own Bhajan Kutirs. So that is about Rupa Goswami. This is a small shrine that is there at Ter Kadam. And here that picture is there where Radharani is bringing the ingredients to make kheer.
Where I can see?
It's there.
Oh.
So now we will go to Yavat. So as Mataji said, especially Yavat pastimes, I have zero qualification to talk, but I will just tell whatever I heard from, I heard Indradyumna Maharaj lectures, then Loknath Maharaj book and Radhanath Maharaj lecture. So I will just share what I heard. So, and I have actually collected some nice pictures of Radha Shyamsundar. I told you, I'll show you. So, this is Yavat temple. And so we all know that Yavat is the place of Radharani's household life. And this Yavat, the temple, Radha Kanta temple is there. And it is said that that building was actually built, was given as a gift by Vrishabhanu Maharaj when Radharani got married. So he, because you know how the fathers would like to gift something to their daughters. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, when she got married, he gifted that house. And Radharani was staying there with Abhimanyu and Jatila and Kutila, mother-in-law and father-in-law. So then His Grace Chaturatma Prabhu, you must be seeing in, so he stays in Alachua, he's Prabhupada's disciple, and he always is there with the Indradyumna Maharaj Parikrama. So he explained in one of his lecture, he said that actually Krishna, Radharani got married to Abhimanyu during the Brahma Vimohana Leela, where Brahma took all the cowherd boys and Krishna expanded. So Brahma took even Abhimanyu there. So Krishna only expanded as all the Gopa boys. So that was none other than Krishna only. So that we will stop there and we will just see the pastimes. So first pastime is, so this is the temple. Radha Kanta temple, and in the temple we have Jatila, Kutila and Abhimanyu, and this is the deities. Actually Dinabandhu Prabhu is saying this is his favorite deity of Radharani in Yavat. And then we will see some pastimes which was mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Chamatkara Chandrika. Chamatkara itself is saying it's a funny pastime.
Mataji, just move the slide. Show the DT again. Yeah, thanks. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, and also there is Kali Krishna. We will see why there is Kali Krishna there. So the first pastime is... So one time, this pastime is my favorite. I keep laughing whenever I tell. So this pastime is one time what happens. Kutila... What will she do? She will think, like usually in Vrindavan now we know that it is very cold. And also I forgot to say, Chaturatma Prabhu actually said that the marriage of Radharani and Abhimanyu takes place in the material world, but not in the Gokul, like the real spiritual world. It doesn't happen there. I wanted to mention that. And so what happens was one time Kutila, she will see that why my sister-in-law Radharani is very tender. She's so soft, so tender. But she goes in the morning to Yamuna and to bathe. I have to keep an eye. What is she doing there? Why is she going in this cold season bathing in Yamuna? Then what will she do? She will come. She will like, today I have to somehow do. I think she's going to meet Krishna. Then she will come. Then what happens? Yeah, actually, Radharani was meeting Krishna and the gopis were guarding. Then immediately Lalita Sakhi will see Kutila coming. She'll say, "Hey, gopis, you know, I am bringing one terrible bad news. Kutila is coming over this side. Kutila is coming." Then Radharani gets, you know, all the gopis get attention and everybody is like, what to do? Then we know our Vrinda Devi has her warehouse. So Krishna immediately will say, don't worry, don't worry. You know, all these pastimes, actually Krishna says that when the devotees, like now Jatila, Kutila, they're a little bit rude. Apparently it looks like that, but they have lots of love towards Krishna. So Krishna says he enjoys that, as Shyama Gauri Mataji was saying, to take it to another level and to take it to that Parakya Bhav, all these pastimes. So then Krishna says, "I will wait, Radharani, wait. Let's see what I will do. I will take this pastime to a next level." And he will call Vrinda Devi, and immediately in one of her warehouse, she has everything ready. And Krishna becomes like dresses himself like Abhimanyu. And then he will go to Kutila. Kutila asks, "Why are you here?" He will say, "I just came to search for for my cows. I came here." Then Kutila says, "Oh, my poor brother, I tell you and you don't listen every time. You don't keep an eye on your wife. She comes every day morning to hear. Why is she coming? Maybe she's coming and meeting Krishna there." Then because we know Abhimanyu is Krishna himself. So Krishna, Abhimanyu says, "Aha, go figure out what is happening. Go, go," like that. Then she goes there. This is somewhere near Madan Mohan temple this past time. That area. Then she goes there and she will. Lalita Sakhi will ask, "Why did you come, Kutila?" She will say, "Ha, to see what your Radharani and Krishna are doing." Then she will open the door. Then she just gets the smell, fragrance of Krishna. Then she will say, "Okay, you need not tell me anything. I can understand everything from the smell." Then she will go and she will tell to Abhimanyu what all has happened. Then Abhimanyu will say, "Abhimanyu, Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu." Then Krishna disguised as Abhimanyu will say, "Ah, Kutila, we have to now deal this. Let me go and let me talk to our King Kamsa. And let me say that I will ask him to send some soldiers and just solve this issue. So let me do that. Let me go there. You go home." Like that she will say. He will say, then what will happen? Krishna again discusses Abhimanyu. He will go all the way to Yavat and to his mother Jatila. He will say that, "You know what? I went to Kamsa and I spoke. Kamsa said he will send his soldiers and they will solve this issue. But you know, now I'm going inside. I will meet Radharani. But Krishna might disguise like me and he will come. So you take care of it." So Jatila and Kutila will be ready with the cow dung cakes. And Krishna is inside with Radharani, talking, you know, talking to her. And real Abhimanyu, now he will come after taking care of his cows, he will come. Then Jatila and Kutila, like rains, they will be throwing this cow dung cakes on Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu was like, "Are they gone mad? Did some ghost enter their body? Maybe I should go to Mathura and bring something to, you know, get this ghost away from their body." Then Jatila will open the door to beat him with a broomstick. Then when she opens the door, Abhimanyu will think that, okay, maybe Jatila now came back to her consciousness. That's why she's opened the door. But immediately she will take the broomstick to hit Abhimanyu. So that was one of the pastime that happened. That's one of the pastime. And other pastime is, we know, one more time, Krishna and Krishna comes to meet Radharani. Then nobody knows that Krishna had come. Then what happens? Jatila, she will knock the door of Radharani when they were when Krishna and Radharani were talking. Jatila knocks the door. Then Radharani doesn't know what to do. Like, she will think, "No, what should I do? What should I do?" Then Krishna says, "It's okay. You open the door." Radharani will he'll keep a bell and a plate, like doing aarti in Radharani's hand. And Krishna says, "No, go and open the door." Then immediately Krishna becomes like Kali. Then Radharani will say, "Why are you disturbing me? I'm in between our worship." Then Jatila, my daughter-in-law is like doing good work, like, you know, worshipping. I should not disturb. She'll say, okay, you go. If you see here, I'll show the picture. See, Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar temple, they will dress in different, Krishna as Kali. I'll show you after when you come out.
Radharani was saying like I am worshipping Kali and Kali. She herself came and you are disturbing now.
Disturbing me.
Wow, Kali herself came and she's talking and like that. So they were like amazed, Jatila and Kutila. Wow, how come Kali can come? And so see, she says, my daughter-in-law is so great, you know.
Great, correct.
So devotional.
Yeah, and the other time, what happens is Krishna comes as a bangle seller. So here they have decorated, see, as a bangle seller. What happens when he comes as, because he, sometimes Radharani takes the risk to meet Krishna. Sometimes Krishna also takes, we will see a couple more pastimes. So Krishna comes as a bangle seller. And what will Jatila and Kutila think? This nice bangle seller is giving good bangles. So Jatila Kutila says, okay, put some bangles. You know, they call in villages, they only put to her hand, right? So they will say, give some bangles to my daughter-in-law also. Then Krishna will hold the hand of Radharani and he will put the bangles. So one time he comes like a bangle seller. Very beautifully they decorated Radha Shyam Sundar. Then one time what happens, Krishna takes the help of Radharani's cousin's wife Kundalata. Radharani was showing her anger. She was a little bit upset. So Krishna wanted to meet her at any cost. And then he will take the help of Kundalata and he will go as Kalavali, like a Gandharva who can dance and sing. He will go, see here Krishna is dressed like a Gandharva. He's having those bells for dancing and singing. So he goes like a Gandharva and then Radharani will be very, very impressed like what kind of features this Kalavali is having. Then Kundalata explains saying that he like, you know, she is not from this world. She's from, you know, Gandharva planet, very nice at singing. Then he sings nice songs for the pleasure of Radharani. Radharani feels so happy. And at last Lalita Sakhi will figure out that he is none other than Krishna. Then, they will start teasing Krishna, saying that, I'm very, very pleased. I want to give you a new dress. Why don't you change your dress? Why don't you wear, like how in Barsana pastime when he goes like a flower seller, they do. Same, like they will be tricking. They'll be saying, remove your dress. Now wear this new dress. I want to see you in this new dress. You will feel more beautiful. So they will be teasing like that. And Krishna will be feeling shy. Oh, Krishna, like that. He'll be feeling so shy. So that pastime happened. And one more thing. This is the bangs. See, Krishna is a bangle seller. And Krishna is a flower seller is in this picture. Flower basket and flowers. So this is a flower seller. And this is a bangle seller. So then, what is another picture I have? Kali, okay. So then we know one more pastime. I think most of you must be knowing that on Gopashtami, Radharani is dressed as a Gopa, right? Why? Because Sridhar and Radharani, we know they are brother and sister. So some brother and sisters, they exactly look like same. I have a brother, but we are never similar. But but some brother and sisters, they exactly, you know, look like the same features. So Sridham and Radharani have the same features. So one day, what happens is that Krishna wanted to meet Sridha, like Radharani. Then all the Gopa boys were there. Then Krishna asked to Sridham, like, why is Radharani not coming these days? Why is she not meeting me? Then Sridham says, Jatila and Kutila are not, like, you know, not letting her come out only. How will she come? Then Krishna will say a plan to Sridham. Sridham will say, we all the plan to Gopis, Gopas. And the Gopas will even tell to the cows. So now what will happen? Sridham will enter the house of Jatila and Kutila saying that he came in search of the cowherd, like his cow. Then he will enter the room of Radharani. Of course, he's a brother only, right? So they will let him go. Then he will enter. Then she will say that, how is Krishna? Then he says that Krishna wants to meet you. So Sridham will say, I will dress like you. And Sridham will put the dress of Radharani and Radharani will take the dress of Gopa, like Sridham, wearing the turban, dhoti. She gets dressed like Radharani, looks so beautiful in ISKCON Vrindavan, they decorate on Gopashtami. So beautiful she looks. And then she will take the cow and she'll be coming out and she will say, okay, I got my cow, I'm leaving. But Radharani looks like she's sick, she's sleeping, she has some fever, don't disturb her, let her sleep. So that way, Sridham is inside locked. They don't disturb thinking that she's Radharani. So that's how sometimes Radharani takes trouble to go there. Sometimes Krishna, you know, takes the trouble to come. And one last pastime, and I'll end. This pastime is again said by Indradyumna Maharaj. So it seems one day Krishna goes to see, like he goes to Mother Yashoda, and Yashoda Mata was busy packing so many pearls, ornaments, different dresses. She's packing everything. And Krishna goes and asks, like, what are you doing? She says that, Kana, don't disturb me. But then, you know, Kana keeps asking like, no, you have to tell me, what are you doing? Like that he will ask. Okay, I'll tell you, she says. And she says, I'm packing all these things to give to our dear ones. Then he says, who is the most dearest to you other than me and Dauji? Then he says, she will laugh and she will say, I'm packing this to Radharani. Though then meanwhile, Abhimanyu is coming. Radharani's husband, Abhimanyu, is coming to meet Nanda Baba. So then I will send all this big suitcase with Abhimanyu. She will say that. Then meanwhile, some sage making, they were, Yashoda Maya orders some gold, something for Krishna. And then that person has come to talk about that jewelry. So Yashoda Maya will leave all these things and she will go to meet that person. Then Krishna will come up with an idea. He will remove, he will take all those things and he will give to Dhanishta. We know Dhanishta is favorable for Krishna's pastimes. Then he will go sit in the box. Then Abhimanyu will come. Then Yashoda Maya will give the box. And Abhimanyu literally carries Krishna on his head, like, you know, the box. And he will be thinking, so heavy. Maybe Yashoda Maya has packed so many things in the box. And he will go literally panting, tired. But he feels actually so ecstatic while carrying Krishna. Obviously, they're all devotees of Krishna, right? So he feels so ecstatic while carrying. But again, at the same time, he's tired. So he will go home. He will leave the box down. And Jetila and Kutla are thinking, oh my God, Yashoda Maya has sent so many gifts to Radharani. So opulent, very rich gift. Of course, it is the richest gift anyways. So in fact, actually, Jetila sends Radharani to cook even after she's, you know, Barsana means she can go, but Jatila and Yavar, Jatila still sends because they have lot of respect towards Yashoda Maya. So they can't deny her request of Yashoda, Radharani going and cooking. That's the reason she has lot of respect towards Mother Yashoda. And she'll be thinking Yashoda Maya sent, and they will ask, okay, go keep the box in Radharani's room. Then as soon as they kept in Radharani's room, it was as if there was a big effulgence of the sun and all the gopis were feeling that effulgence. And when they open the box, Krishna comes outside and he was laughing, you know, teasing the gopis. Then Radharani was saying, see, you stole all my jewelry, huh? This boy stole all my jewelry and he came in the box. So that is one more pastime that happened in Yavat. And after that, we will go to Kokilavan. But just an introduction is there. We will start Kokilavan tomorrow from the beginning. I'll show you. Kokilavan to Sesha Sai. This is Kali Krishna. So that's all about today's pastimes, Mataji. Sorry if there were any mistakes, or please do any corrections or additions.
No, Mataji, it was so beautiful.
Beautiful, Mataji.
So that's time also went 8:50. Mataji, I wanted to show Ter Kadam. You think we have time or should we see tomorrow?
No, your Ter Kadam.
Show it, Mataji.
Today, Ter Kadam is today.
Yes, Mataji, give me 1 minute.
Very nice, Padma Sakhi Mataji. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is so mesmerizing, right? You feel like just you should go on listening to it.
Itabriti Mataji.
Very nice, Mataji. Very nice. Beautiful.
Ter Kadam, I have. I'm open. We'll open. Wait. Wait. I put the shares. Hare Rama. Yes, Mataji, we'll meet again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice, wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam. Very nice, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Thank you, Lalitangi, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Collecting all the photos and the darshan, Mataji.
Thank you
very much.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
They are seeing somebody as Padma. They are asking, who is that Padma, Mataji? She has your name.
So.